All right, we're back. We're back, Emma.
We're back.
Yes.
Hello.
Idea Pod. Hello. Hello. It's Idea Pod with Rob and Emma. This is Bandwidth Marketing's Idea Podcast that gets your brain spinning, stirring,
creative,
thinking, being creative, commenting on creative, commenting on my clothes.
Yeah, you're looking good today. He's got loafers on.
Yeah, I have loafers on. It's a loafer day. Well, it's a Monday.
It's
Sunday, I know, it's kind of a day of loafing, isn't that right? Loafers and fishes.
You know, you're supposed to day of rest.
Day of rest.
For
or day of
Lord.
Loafer. Yes.
You know?
For the Lord.
Yeah, the
for
Lord.
The loafer. Anyway, but we digress. So today we're gonna be talking about what, Emma?
Marketing during social justice movements.
Ooh.
Yeah, deep.
Wow.
Right? Yeah.
You know, my favorite ads happened during the civil rights movements.
Really?
No.
That's how old you are. No. We finally get a number.
That hurts. Yes, exactly. No, but yes, if you think about all the movements that are going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, bizarrely at times, it's great for clients, products, companies, etc. to maybe not latch onto the movement, but certainly to show empathy, support a cause,
mm-hmm.
charitably,
right?
We'd hope.
Well, they're usually all about social progression,
mm-hmm.
and social justice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, supporting that's never really a bad thing.
No.
But I
social
think sometimes...
justice with sea salt and vinegar.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
How can your burgers...
Right. Support
Stop.
Social justice.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, recently there was a Jack in the Box commercial that came out.
Mm-hmm,
And it was criticized on in an article on Adweek written by, I believe his name was David Greiner.
Oh, sure.
And talking about how this ad, which is all about Jack in the Box's new teriyaki bowls, which not really something that I ever thought Jack in the Box would come out with, because they're like burgers and fries, right?
Right, teriyaki bowls.
So
and
teriyaki
fries.
Bowls.
It seems a little odd. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the ad, the tag for the ad is all about grabbing Jack in the Box's bowls.
Wow.
Right, which is a lot of sexual innuendo. Which,
I'll say.
Which is fine. That's not hurting anybody.
His head's almost like a bowl.
It is a bowl.
So to speak.
Absolutely.
Right. Or
but the problem.
Ball.
Mm-hmm. That Mr. Greiner had with the ad, rightfully so, was that the all of the sexual testicle innuendos came in a workplace.
Oh, that's not good.
And there was even a segment of the ad that had a lawyer saying, Mr. Jack in the Box,
yeah.
We're not comfortable with this advertisement. And the mascot's all being like, well, why? What's wrong with them? We can't do this. We can't do this. And the guy's like, no. So they even knew it was going to be a little naughty.
Interesting.
And so Mr. Greiner says it doesn't support the Me Too movement.
Yeah, that's questionable. So sometimes you can see that you can take comedy a little too far.
Right.
Right? Comedy can be well levered, if you will. And I'm all... definitely all for, you know, poking holes and
Absolutely.
Stuff and having stuff not be too sacrimonious, mm-hmm. if that is a word. Sacrosanct. Now I'm going down the sack thing, which is related to holes. That's horrible. But you certainly need to be careful in terms of context.
Absolutely.
There was another ad a while back
from
Kmart, I believe, where they said they had like, you know, an old...
Ship your pants.
The ship your pants.
I like
right?
that one, actually.
I thought that was pretty funny. I shipped my pants.
I shipped my bed. I think that one was funny.
That is funny. Anytime you can do the ship...
Right, like a little
so
wordplay. And I even thought, you know, grab our bowls would work if it just didn't take place. If you didn't have a female coworker to a male coworker saying she wanted to grab his bowls.
No. That's not good. It should be maybe male coworker to coworker.
Maybe male worker to coworker, sure.
Whatever.
But, you know, I just think it was bad taste.
See, that's where the ship thing works probably better.
Mm-hmm.
Fecal humor, always go with the fecal humor.
Fecal humor.
That's
it. But I
believe it was David Ogilvy who said,
right.
always go with the fecal humor.
Always make a poop joke.
Yeah.
But I just think it's funny how fast, you know, a company can, like, fall down on its own sword. Like Pepsi, when they tried to solve racism with a can of soda, they were trying so hard to do good and do social justice, and it just totally...
And the lesson there, though, is that was their in-house creative department. So
really?
Don't ever use your in-house creative department, people. Make sure you hire an agency.
Outsource
like
it.
Like Bandwidth Marketing.
Absolutely. Hire us, and we'll solve
exactly.
the problems for you.
Emma's here for you.
I got you.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. Do you think... It's worse for a company to not respect a movement and just be who they are to the core, or trying a little too hard and then falling down like the Pepsi commercial? What do you think is worse?
I would say, now again, this is all editorial, of course, but when you, like, to me, that, like, the hashtag Me Too thing, like, why would you ever go there? Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a, you know, it's a great movement about frickin' time, and yet, you know, to not be anything but sort of reverential and or, you know, certainly supportive, and then also just sort of careful, I guess I'd say, right?
Like,
it should be about the movement itself, and it shouldn't. And frankly, again, that's the challenging thing, and we talk about this with our clients who look at even cause-related things, right? Like breast cancer and stuff. We've done work with those organizations where you can have a product or company help support financially those types of charitable causes.
Yes.
Not to say that's a movement, but those things can feel really good. And yet at the same time too, we always tell them, you know, it shouldn't be just about the cause and about the charity. It needs to obviously be a great product, and, you know, wherever you can have some kind of value add on top of it that makes it beneficial for your consumer too is a nice thing to be able to do.
Right.
But that said, hashtag Emma.
Well, and the other thing is that, you know, I'm a big fan of humor. I love comedy. I love using comedy to critique and make light of things.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to be smart about it and not go for, I think, like the easy.
Dang straight, shit my pants. No, no, that wasn't easy.
Well,
that was,
shit
that
my
was
pants,
fun.
I think, is like it's, clever
it's
and
funny.
And funny.
It
and
is
I think,
funny.
You know, grabbing
And it was
my
to advertise
goals.
Free shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Free shipping. It helped the product out. It made people laugh.
Yeah.
You just have an old lady saying she just shipped her pants.
That is good.
It's funny.
So yeah. So should we just? So now should we just brainstorm really quickly ones that we could do like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What could we?
Let's say.
What could we come up with?
Oh boy.
Let's put. There's got to be poop. Some kind
more,
of
more poop
jokes. References. I can't. Boy, I can't come up with any. I just can't do blue in my stand up. So anyway. All right. Do we want anything else we want to comment on?
I think that's what's the best commercial that you've seen that handled a social justice issue but like knocked it out of the park? Are there any that you can think of?
You know, this is I'm dating myself once again, but and I wouldn't say this is a social justice issue per se, but you know, there's a movement that was very much like everyone coming together, you know, not being divisive, kind of. And it's the classic Hilltop commercial that Coca-Cola did a long time ago. And they did a song and they said, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And they showed all these different people, different ethnicities, men, women, kids, da-da-da, coming together at the top of a hill and singing all together. In a sense, kind of hilariously cheesy or anachronistic in the 70s. But it was actually very notable and kind of a...
Coca-Cola's been
very lovely thing.
Pretty good at doing things like that. I think recently there was one where when President Trump was going to meet Kim Jong-un, that's the one that's in power right now, right?
Yes, Ill.
They
Ill
had
got
the,
Ill.
Ill. Ill got
Ill,
Ill.
And yeah,
and
then
dilled out.
Un is now the Un.
there
we go.
But there was the, you know, the little, like, you know how Coke has the white line that rolls underneath? Mm-hmm. They had that, like, roll out like a carpet on both sides, and then two figures come together to shake hands, and that was supposed to be, like...
That's very nice.
You know, because, like, North Korea, I think, is the only market that Coke hasn't broken into because they don't let anybody in there.
Mm. They want their own contour.
But they've been
rockets.
pretty good at, you know, incorporating different parts of the world, probably because they're such a big...
Mm-hmm.
product in the world. So
for
good,
sure.
on ya.
Good on you. Good on you.
Good on
you, Coke. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next couple weeks or whatever with something else fascinating for you. Maybe a little more
make
brainstorming.
Your mind freaking
yes,
roll
spin.
Out.
So, all right. Take care. Bye bye.